DeMello. Coast FM.
Welcome to Halloween, one of many Christian festivals that have been adapted from much earlier pagan traditions.
So every year I feel like I look this up to find out where it's come from and I can never remember
it. Well, it goes back, the thing is, it probably goes back even further, but I think it's fair to say it's come a long way from the Celtic harvest festivals that it likely sprung from. From a modern Christian point of view, it's the start of the three-day All Hallow Tide.
That's it, yeah.
That's where we remember the dead, including the saints or the hallows.
Yes.
Not the hellos, it's the hallows.
Well, hello.
Yes, martyrs and the faithful departed.
Yeah, right. So it's not as creepy as we make it out.
No,
to be.
It's
like remembering past
it
people.
It is actually like a Christian festival, so people get kind of up in arms about it. Although, as I say, that's a long way from where things began. Mm. Even you know, like the individually wrapped lollies and whatever else that we celebrate with now. Yeah. And according to a 2018 report from the National Retail Federation in America, this is how far things have strayed. 30 million Americans spent an estimated $480 million on Halloween costumes for their pets.
For their pets.
In 2018.
They get so into it, don't they?
I know.
It's like almost as big as Christmas over there.
Almost. Which is, ironically, another Christian festival that was probably lifted from pagan. No, it was also probably lifted from pagan roots that come even earlier beforehand. But anyway.
That's fine. We all get together and celebrate. That's all that matters, isn't it?
The three most popular outfits for your pets if you want to get involved.
Okay.
Pumpkin,
yep. I thought that'd be up there.
Hot dog. And the bumblebee in third place.
Oh, that's cute.
So they don't have to be spooky. You don't have to get your dog all spooked up.
No.
I don't recommend that you dress your cat at all.
Don't even try. Unless you want to die, then go for it.
Unless you want realistic scratch marks on you.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
There's plenty of talk of leavers, or for those that haven't grown up in WA, schoolies.
That's coming up, isn't it? That's
given
coming very quick.
Yeah, the official period kicks off in a couple of weeks, Monday, November 18, through to Thursday, November 21. That's not quite a working week.
No.
So it's anyway, the period's on. And I don't know if you heard or not, but Rotto is out of the picture this year.
Yeah, what's the go? Rotto doesn't want them anymore?
They've had no numbers. I think last year they got 80 all up booked for Rotto. I think as things get quite expensive.
Rotto's
a bit more upmarket now.
It was never really an option for us. I think it was more like all the private schools in Perth.
Right.
You know what I mean? They all kind of got first pick.
Yes. Last time I started Rotto, it was in a tent.
In a tent?
But that's another story.
Can you camp on Rotto's?
Yeah, they've got the camp. Well, if you still camp, but they have the campgrounds.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, so because Rotto's not involved, unless you're heading overseas, basically the southwest is where it's at. So just be aware. They'll be on their way through in a couple of weeks' time.
Yep.
Now, also, Mandurah Fire Authorities have decided that due to extremely high winds, you may have heard permits to burn will not be issued, and existing permits are suspended till tomorrow.
Right.
So we are definitely in a no-fire zone.
So windy, you wouldn't want a fire out there.
No. So they need to be extinguished if there is one about. And it's here. Welcome to Halloween. And if you... Yes, you're a little bit on the bar humbug about this particular festival. It's probably a sign you're getting old.
Oh, wow. Boom. Just like that.
Oh, come on. A little bit. Because my
boy... You don't
like
it. You're old.
My boy and his friends are so excited about it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's very much a generational
thing.
Kids are getting more excited.
Are really on board with it. Just the last 5 years or so, I feel like it's become big.
Maybe just sort of live and let live a bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fun for the kids. They get to get dressed up.
Just don't turn your front light on, maybe, if you don't want to get involved this evening.
Yeah.
Or maybe the weather will sort it out for you. I don't know. I guess we'll see how it goes. Might not be a great night for trick-or-treating.
No.
But anyway. Happy Halloween all. Medics and police were sent into a frenzy when they found the driver of a wrecked car drenched in blood and appearing to be bleeding profusely from a head wound. US student Sydney Wolf had crashed when a deer ran out in front of her car. Fortunately, she actually only came out with a bruise on her leg. She'd been travelling home from a promo event at a haunted house and was dressed as iconic horror character Carrie, complete with fake blood and gory injuries. So it does happen.
That's so funny.
What a time to be involved in some kind of accident. That right there is a make-up win, I think you'll find. If it's freaked out first responders.
Oh, I mean, yeah, they're going to take good care of you then, aren't they?
Well, they will. I think it's good news for everyone except the deer. Did well out of that.
Except the deer, right.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, before you drive home tonight, maybe wipe the make-up off.
Good idea. So there's this extreme haunted house in the US, in Tennessee, that apparently is too scary to finish, even though there's a $20,000 reward
now,
if
when you
can
finish,
get through
it. Get through the night, stay the night there or something.
Yeah, it looks like it's a night at the mansion. So apparently...
How hard can that be? I mean, come on.
I know. Well, look, apparently it must be because you've got to get a physical test, sign a 40-page waiver and take a drug test before you undertake the night at the mansion.
Okay.
You've also got to watch a 2-hour movie before you get into it, which is a film that shows past contestants who all agree you really don't want to do this. Now, I've watched a little bit of the movie and it looks pretty full on. There was footage of someone that looked like they were buried. A lot of sweaty people running around. Like, I don't know what is going on here, but it looks pretty full on.
If they bury you for a portion of the night, I can see that would probably create some issues, sure.
Yeah, I don't know what goes on there, but it's an extreme haunted house. And if you want 20 grand, which that's in US dollars, by the way, so what, about 40 grand?
You've earned it, though, if you managed to get hold of it from the sound of the video.
Okay. It's called McCamey Manor, if you want to check it out, in Tennessee.
Why don't we get any of that business over here? Surely we've got some haunted
things. I'm sure we've got some haunted houses. Apparently, there's some houses... down around Fairbridge Way that are haunted, I've heard.
Okay.
Well, some spookiness around that area.
Some talk of this building being haunted.
We do have a coast ghost.
So they say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I haven't noticed any evidence of it yet, but I'm half asleep when I roll up, so they could be walking through walls of
Arbutin
Bay.
Yeah, you wouldn't even know.
Can't see that well at the best of times.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
With your Dungeon Mistress for Halloween.
Dungeon Mistress.
Nikki Parkinson.
Cool, thanks. Taylor Swift is set to be recognised as Artist of the Decade at the American Music Awards. This year, she has 5 nominations and previously has won 23 in her career.
Wow.
Second only to Michael Jackson, who scored 24. How good's that? So she's going to be performing at the event on November 24. Now, Kevin Hart has spoken out for the first time since he had that near-fatal car crash in LA last month. He underwent back surgery and he was in the car with his mate at the time. This is what he's had to say.
Basically, what you realize is that you're not in control. No matter how much you think you're in control, you're not in control. At the end of the day, it can all be over, man. Some of the craziest things that happen to you end up being the things that you needed most. And in this case, I honestly feel like God basically told me to sit down. After my accident, I see things differently. I see life from a whole new perspective. My appreciation for life is through the roof. So don't take today for granted, because tomorrow's not promised.
There you go.
There you go. Deep words from Kevin Hart. And on the same day that HBO cancelled plans for a Naomi Watts' Game of Thrones prequel, they've picked up the second prequel in a 10-episode order. So the Naomi Watts one isn't happening.
But another prequel is.
A different one is, yeah. So this one is going to be called, I know, very confusing, House of the Dragon is going ahead. It's based on George R.R. Martin's book Fire and Blood, and will focus on House Targaryen. The prequel on Naomi Watts was set to be in was called Blood Moon, and that was set thousands of years before the original show. Thousands of years, yeah. And it was set, and they even shot a pilot in Northern Ireland, but HBO said, nah, don't like it. So they've picked up this other one, and House of Dragon will be set 300 years before the original series, with no news on casting or a premiere date to be made yet.
Okay.
But we'll see what happens there. And just a quick little bit of news, sad news, Meg Ryan has reportedly called off her engagement to John Mellencamp. So they're not happening anymore.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.